Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are talking all about parenting principles. And this week, we're talking all about the parenting principles for navigating relationships inside of our home, specifically around conflict ideas. So we've talked about not being our child's problem solver, but teaching them to be a problem solver. We've talked about teaching them, helping them understand that they're called to be a peacemaker. And today we're talking about tattling. What would be our parenting principle? How do we view tattling from a scriptural perspective? What is the framework for this? Because, oh my goodness, I don't know if it's true in your home, but in my home, tattling seems to be a natural tendency of all my children. They see somebody else doing something wrong, and man, they want to come running to me and let me know. And then as my children have gotten older, what I've noticed to be true is there's a secondary way of doing life, which is snitches get stitches. So I don't know if you hear that in your home, but in my home, as my kids get older, they're not going to be the black and white reporter who comes and tattles. They're now going to just watch and hide behind this, well, snitches get stitches, so I'm not going to tattle on somebody. And neither one of these spaces are actually where we want our children to hang out inside of the way we see parenting around the dynamic of seeing somebody else do something wrong. So again, just as all the other ones, these are just our principles. I'm just sharing what has worked over the last 25, now 26 years. We see so much fruit from these principles. So I just want you to understand these have been thought over, prayed about. We've sought scripture to see. And so we're going to talk today about tattling. Now, I want you and I to get real honest here of why our children tattle, because I think that will expose scripturally what we are to do with it. So tattling is a desire it's a desire that our heart has for revenge, more so, most often. Our heart desires to get another person in trouble. Our heart isn't really to reconcile a relationship when we go running to somebody else to talk about it. So how do we help our children navigate engaging with their brothers or sisters, especially when somebody has done something wrong, whether it's to them or they've just witnessed their brother or sister doing something wrong? How do we navigate this so that they have a very good scriptural framework of how to do life with another person? I think the answer is found in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. It says, if your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens and pays attention to you, you've won back your brother. If he does not listen, take along with you one or two others so that every word may be confirmed by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And if he pays no attention to them, refusing to listen and obey, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as an unbeliever and a tax collector. Tattling falls inside of this category of teaching our children to want to be peacemakers. And so what we're teaching them here is that we want them to seek peace with that individual first. What I mean by that is we're going to follow this idea of if you see your brother or sister doing something they shouldn't do, instead of running to mommy first and telling me what they're doing wrong, always I ask them, have you told them that what they're doing is wrong? Have you shared with them that it is unwise? Have you asked them why they wanted to talk so meanly to you, right? What I'm challenging my child to do first is this first step of Matthew chapter 18. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. What I'm challenging my children to do is to say, go back to the person and say, hey, you're not walking in a way that is wise or kind or helpful or obedient to mom or whatever it may be. So always when my child comes to me tattling, the very first thing I say is, have you talked to them about it? And they know, and I'll usually say so, and they'll say, oh, yes. So then I'll clarify. So what I'm hearing you say is that you told them that what they were doing is wrong. And you called them to walk rightly. And if they go, well, and I'll say, I think you should go back and try that first. Now, at that point, if they've done that well and they have been rebuffed, like they've been like, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm going to keep doing this naughty thing, or I'm going to keep doing this mean thing, or I'm going to keep fill in the blank. Then at that point, what our principal says that it will be the next thing would be to go and get to others, which would be go and get help, right? So then my child should not come running to me in an angry tone of voice, tattling. They should be coming to me saying, Mommy, I need help. And then I can say, how can I help you? They say, well, so-and-so isn't sharing this with me, or so-and-so won't let me in their room, or this person pushed me and I told them it was wrong to push me, but they pushed me again. Okay, so these children need our help, which is this secondary phasing of Matthew 18 inside of our home dynamic. We want to equip our kids to seek relational peace first on their own. Remember, we've talked about this all week. We're not their problem solver. God is, and He walks with them and He equips them. They're called to walk in peace with one another. So we're trying to equip them to be peacemakers. So this is just taking this one step further and saying, so don't come running tattling to me. I want you to first seek resolution between you and your brother. Why? Because it says if he listens and pays attention to you, you've won back your brother. There's a promise there of relational intimacy with that other person, because you didn't spread it all around. But if the problem still resides, it's still there, then you need to go get help. You're not running to go gossip. You're running to get help. So you come to Mommy, and Mommy will help you. I'll help you learn to resolve this. So then if I have to step into those spaces, it's not as one who immediately is giving judgment and punishment. I am stepping in as one who is helping navigate peacemaking between two children. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes, join me over the next 6 weeks, and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we
love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.